Pele. Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 26 kuMabasa 2019 ngusithandekile Mhlanga endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
To those who have put sanctions on Zimbabwe, to lift those sanctions.
Is Jesus and not able to realize Zimbabwe, Meleze Sud, Mobile Business, Emova.
Umbugiso is a mapizimus, Loguteng Sela, and always Zimbabwe International Trade Fair, Walunyaga, Uvuluengo, Semte Training, Monga Meli, Oweri Museveni, Wele, Uganda. Iningi seliveze imbono ehlukeneyo ngendlela ikhomishini yokukhulumisana umlotha yeNational Peace and Reconciliation eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Ukuhlelo Woza Friday namhlanje samba lomhlabeleli kaMaskandi uMntwana Dlozi ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizazizwa kuona lo msakazo. Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka uvulwe ngokusemthethweni uMongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda. Yena ke ukhuthaze amazwe athuthukileyo ukuthi ethule izijeziso zomnotho ezetheswa eleZimbabwe. UAnastasia Ndlovu sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Namhlanje uMongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda uvule okusemthethweni umbukiso wamabhizimusi owezTITF 2019 ekhuthaza ukubambana kwamazwe awezwekazi le-Afrika.
To those who have put sanctions on Zimbabwe, to lift those sanctions.
Is Jesus and not able to realize Zimbabwe, Meleze Sud, Mobile Business, Emova. Moving away Zimbabwe, the Mazda, as the Africa, Avampini, Nabis Jesuits with Dallas and Susu, Mobama Janjango, China, Mobile Fagela is Jesus and not Nababa Pitis. This is Zimbabwe's newest corner in Ogote, Avanduka Bampana, and Apaya. Ugo Quagola is Jesus and not which is Zelo Ugoala. Mobis Zimbabwe is a woman. Yabis has Bonel.
Sanctions are one-sided forever and ever and ever.
Umnumzana Nkululeko Ndebele uvumelane lomsebenzi kodwa esola ubukhokheli obukhona ethi buyehluleka.
Hayi, mina mvumelani lakho mina lo. Of course ngabe ayo angani ayasibambelela, but mina ngibona ngani thina ngokwethu sehluleka ukunjani ukubusa, special ama leaders lawa ayehluleka ngani. I see koro kuvele, I see the amboni ukuthi ama sanctions yiwa angani angayenza kube nje. So thina ngokwethu as we are failing to like sehluleka ukubusa la.
Wedolobho lakobulawayo uCouncillor Solomon Mguni uthi ujabuliswe iMelika ngokuphenduka ukuzobukisa eZITF ngemva kokuma okweminyaka ethize ethi bakhangelele ukuvuka kwamankampani lokubunjwa kobudlelwano obutsha lamanye amazwe.
Sijabule kakhulu lonyaka, ukhanya ngani umcimbi lo uza umcimbi omuhle kakhulu ngoba sibone amazwe amanengi yomhlaba, sibone abeMelika labo babuyile lapha ngemva kweminyaka emithize bengatshengiseli bengabukisi koBulawayo. So sijabule kakhulu njengoBulawayo ngoba kuza sinike ukuthi sithathe lathi isikhundla sethu phakathi kwelizwe leZimbabwe njenge singathi athi industry lapho yema-industries koBulawayo. Njona sibona ke abantu abavela emazweni aseNgilande kubo-America laseGermany bebuya lapha, kutsho ukuthi kuzaba lokubunjwa kobudlelwano obutsha ade bungasekho eminyakeni ephosa amachumi edluleyo.
USeneta Molly Ndlovu webandla lezanu PF ukhanya laye ejabulele inkulumo kaMseveni.
This is the first of its kind. Azake sikubone ukugcwala okunje kwabantu bemzini uqale kuze kusolakala le ndawo ofaka ukuzofakela ama tende phansi ucho ukuthi iZimbabwe is open for business sikhangelele ukuthi investment izaba khona wanxa ubona abantu ama companies emanenga ngaka ucho ukuthi kuyathembisa ukuthi uyilizwe lizavuka njengoba umdala esithi this is the new era, this is the beginning of its kind. Yes. Njalo sithabile ukuthi umuntu emzini usefikile ezweni lethu la uzahamba esiya kibo esiyathengisa iZimbabwe. Nibonani bonke abantu abagcwele lapha abazobukisa they'll go and sell Zimbabwe to your country, to their countries, and then ama investors will come ngobuningi babo.
Umsebeni wenkulumo yakhe yokuvula umbukiso weZITF ukhuthaze amazwe e-Afrika ukuba abambane njalo azi ukuba anothile engabothengisa impahla yabo ingahluzwanga. Umbukiso walonyaka uqoqwe ngendikimba ekhuthaza ukuvuselelwa kwama-industry ngokuthengiselana phansi kwesihloko esithi Propagating Industrial Growth Through Trade and Investment. Umbukiso weZITF 2019 uphela kusasa ngemva kokuvulelwa uZulu lamuhla. Umsebenzi lomunye wakhe uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa babhode bebuka imisebenzi ehlukeneyo ebukiswa eZITF 2019. Bayafika lasembukisweni wabeMelika bona abakade sebeleminyaka emithathu bengabukisi eZimbabwe. Amankampani edlula amakhulu amahlanu 532 aweZimbabwe ayabukisa lonyaka. Amazwe alichumi lambili iningi lawo kungawemhlubulweni owangezansi ye-Afrika lawo akhona eze kumbukiso walonyaka. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingu-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Iningi seliveze imbono ehlukeneyo ngendlela iKhomishini yokukhumisana umlotha eNational Peace and Reconciliation NPRC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Likhomishini iphakathi kokuqhuba imihlangano eMathebeleland lapho abantu abakhuluma ngokwabehlelayo ngesikhathi sombhoqazo weGoground ilizwe lisanda ukuthola uzibuse. Abakade bekule imihlangano bathi kubonakala amasosha lamapholisa amaningi okwethusa abantu abavela bahlukuluzwa ngesikhathi seGoground. Abanye njalo bathi kunengi okufanele kwenziwe ikhomishini le ingakasunguli umsebenzi. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxe lomkhokheli wehlanganiso ye-Post Independent Survivors Trust, umnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa.
Ngibona ngani babamba inhlwa ngekhanda. Ngibona into yokuqala ukuthi uhulumende weZANU-PF babaqale basidinga uqolo athi mayuyu kwaphanjaniswa ngumgali lathi sasikhona. Abantu bangavumelana ukuthi bexolelene sebezaqhubeka bagijima ukubuza abantu bephinde bathi sebezaphanda amangcwaba bengcwabe kuthi amathambo.
Ubona uhulumende le mali eneleyo ikakhulu yokugebha lawo mathambo.
Kuyazila ukuphanda umuntu owafayo kodwa njengoba abantu belokhu bekhala abaqale bavumelane lemuli. Imuli yosiza kutsho ukuthi mina owami ngibona ngani wayelaphana kuthiwa kuyama-forensic scientists kanti bagijimelani njengoba sokule minyaka almost 30 khala ababuye kuhle balama-rekhodi ungafika khona phana eRoma eslovela eTempe bayakwazi ukuthi babelahla babebulala abantu babagongodi babadike ngaphi labo basincedise ukuthi lapha sagcikela abantu abangu-50 lapha esiwale ngabe walokhu bekhona amajaha ayekugukhura hundi esingathi 50 brigade lamakhomanda abo akhona lama-president abo akhona kanti kungaba njani ukuthi basithungamele bona basitshele ukuthi lapha sahlala abantu abangaka safaka abangaka lapha sanje epha amathambo omunye ngumsuthu omunye ngumndebele omunye lishona omunye likhalanga isintu sakhona sokukhala umuntu osegejwa bazakwazi njani kuze ukuthi abayebona unduna umaduna bayebona ukhayisa bayebona ubaba usgola izi ibayibona ukhumalo umthikiti umthikiti abaqale bahlale labo bathe 2 months bekhuluma lezinduna induna zizabapha ungaya ngapha empe eWestern Nicholson silabanye abavela eMberengwa labo bakhuluma isiShona abalemthethi yabo ngayomidland ngabe ngithe midland kulabanye abakatofidland kulabanye abesishoneni khonaphana abafayo abaqale badinge abantu abalezihlobo ezabulawela ezilabantu bababafayo sizahamba mina ngithi ngabulawela umntanami ubani ubani wafa ubani sikhulume labo ngoba abanye sokukhanya ngani siyingoma nje ukuthi kuthepha ukuthi igugura wonke befree publicity kabaqale badinge thina esilabantu ababulawa igugura wonke sizabatshela ukuthi sifunani.
Lo mnumzana Felix Magalela Mafa, umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Post Independence Survivors Trust, sixoxelaye ekobulawayo.
Okay.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-half past 6 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930 6065 15460 laku 13860 kilohertz.
Izizalwane zakwele China eziyisikhombisa ezabotshelwa eVictoria Falls zenelise ukuthola imvumo yokuhlawula isibambiso sebail ukuze zithonisiswe zivela lapho ezihlala khona. Ababotshiweyo laba babikwa befunyenwe bethwele impondo zendlovu ezilesindo samachumi amabili amakilogram. Igqwetha elimela laba bantu umnumzana Give Momo Viringi utshele umsakazo lo ukuthi bazaphindela imthethwandaba ngomvulo.
Yesterday we were at the High Court in Bulawayo and we applied for bail.
Izolo besemthethwandaba waphezulu owe High Court wobulawayo saphanyeka isicelo sokuthi ababoshiweyo bavunyelwe ukuhlawula isibambiso sebail. Lesi sicelo samukelwe. Ngakho ke abayisikhombisa esibameleyo kumele bahlawule inkulungwane ezinhlanu zamadola awe RTGS. RTGS $5,000. Kubele bakhangelele ukunikeza umthethandaba wasewange ingwalo zabo zokuhambisa zamapassport njalo bahlale kunumber 7858 aerodrome eVictoria Falls. Bengavunyelwa ukuhamba-hamba okwamakhilomitha alishumi ukusuka lapho. Siphakathi kokulungisisa ingwalo zabo ukuthi abayisikhombisa laba bakhululwe ukuze bathonisiswe besuka lapho abahlala khona ngoba manje lokhe bevalelwe njalo kusaqoqwa izimali zokuhlawula leyo phela
except when they are attending court.
Lelo bekuligqwetha lezizalwane zeChina ezibotshwe eZimbabwe umnumzana Give More Muvingiri. Ku-Life Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuvulwa ngokusemthethweni kombokiso wezamabhizinisi lokuthengiselana weZimbabwe International Trade Fair ngumongameli Yoweri Museveni weUganda. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba iUnited Nations yethule umbiko othi inani labantu makhaza ababulewe ngabebutho likahulumende wele Afghanistan kunyanga ezintathu zakuqala zalumnyaka ka-2019 liyethusa nxa liqhathaniswa lelibulewe labalwisana lohulumende walelo lizwe abesitaliban lamanye amaqembu amancane abalwa becatsha. Izulu lesikhukhula ele-Cyclone Kenneth selisemozambique ngemva kwamaviki ambalwa lelo lizwe lihlaselwe ngelinye njalo izulu elifanayo ele-cyclone Idai. Iziphathamandla zenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba we-United Nations lokho zilokwesabela ukuthi u-cyclone Kenneth angadala umonakalo owedlula oka-cyclone Idai. Inkokheli yenhlanganiso yezisebenzi eZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions esanda ukutholakala ingelacala emveni kokubotshelwa kuphatheka ekutshengiseleni kwezisebenzi zikhonona ngokonakala kwesimo somnotho elizweni ithi izaqhubeka imela izisebenzi ingethuselwa ikubotshwa kwayo. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
AbeZCTU laba abayisikhombisa babotshwe nyakenye mhlaka 11 Mfumfu besetheswa umlando wokwephula isigaba 37 subsection 1 subsection A somthetho weCriminal Law Codification and Reform Act. Abatholakale bengelacala babalisa umkhokheli walenhlanganiso umnumzana Peter Mdaza, unobhala wayo umnumzana Jafet Moyo, uBenis Maluleke, uPriska Johnny, uSimon Mdaza, uMunashe Chirova Mari kanye loEzekiel Matema. Unobhala jikelele weZCTU umnumzana Jafet Moyo uthi bazoqhubeka ngomsebenzi wokumela izifiso lezikhalazo zamalunga.
Kuveza sobala ukuthi inhlanganiso imela iqiniso. Siyaqhubekela njalo ke phambili isenza umsebenzi wayo yokumelela ama members iphikisana ke lama policies esiwabona ukuthi athathela ama members ethu imali. Kuza sinika njalo ithuba yokuthi siqalise njalo ukwenza umsebenzi wethu ukuba sisemakhothi ngoku every day kade kusithathela isikhathi esiningi.
Uqhubekethi abethuswa yikubotshwa kwabo kwanyakenye lokuzalandela umoyo.
Sile responsibility esayinikwa ngama members ukuthi sibamelele, sizaqhubekela phambili sisenza njalo, loba sizabanjwa njalo, sizimisele ukuthi siqhubekele phambili sisenza umsebenzi wethu. Kodwa ke esingazisa abantu ukuthi isikhathi sethu sichithiwe esinengi okumangalisayo. Sihambe okufika 15 times sisiya e-court kunyanga ezidlulileyo besenzela nje ukuthi singaze senza umsebenzi wethu ngokulungileyo.
Ekwethuleni isinqumo sakhe sokubakhulula, uMantshi uRumbidzayi Mgwagwa ukubeke sobala ukuba uhulumende wehlulekile ukubeka sobala icala eladalwa ngabayisikhombisa laba, watsho wathi labafakazi abangamapholisa aweZimbabwe Republic Police bayatsho ukuba ukutshengisela kwezizalwane kuvunyelwa langumthetho omkhulu welizwe oyisisekelo sombuso. Utshilo njalo uMantshi ukuba azikho izibonelo ezikhomba ukuthi laba bantu babefuna ukubangela udlakela, kakhulukazi nxa kukhangelwa ukuba inkokheli yabotshwa isemahofisini ayo eZCTU ngesikhathi ilungiselela ukuphatheka kulokho kutshengisela okwakuqoqiwe mhlalokho. Wengeza ethi lamapholisa okuthiwa afumana amabhakana ayelotshwe imibiko engalunganga ehluleka ukwaqondanisa labeZCTU njengoba kwaswelakala ubufakazi obukhomba ukuba nguphi phakathi kwabo owayephethe liphi ibhakana. Abayisikhombisa laba bebemelwa ngamagqwetha abalisa umnumzana Khosa Muncube lo Alec Mchadehama abasebenzisana labenhlanganiso yamagqwetha alwela ilungelo loluntu eyeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ZLHR. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Lo ngumsakazo weStudio 7 sisakaza eZimbabwe. Lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 13860 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave. Abanye bathandabuza ukuthi umbhoqazwe weGoground uzaphathwa ngemfanelo yikhomishini ebona ngokukhumisana umlotha eNational Peace and Reconciliation Commission. Bathi kuyamangalisa ukuthi uhulumende usefuna ukugebha ngesiphangiphangi amathambo abantu ababulawa yiGoground. Kulabanye abathi lokhu yimuzamo yokuthi kufihlwe okunye okwenziwa i-5th Brigade emathebeleleni lenkabazwe kusukela ngomnyaka ka-1983 kusiyafika oka-1987. Kambe kukhona na uhulumende azama ukufihla? Ake sizwe ukuthi abantu bathini ngalolu daba. Bekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today, asixoxeni.
besifuna ukuthi alubana indaba le iyalungiswa, yebo lokho ukuthi kuthi abantu bazogejwa bangcwashe kwakutsha, siyakubona. Kodwa sifuna bona abantu abayidalayo bayiqala lento batsho ukuthi babekwenzelani, baziphendulele bona ngokwabo ukuthi babekwenzelani.
Khonokho ukuthi kwembiwe amadambo alabo ababulawayo, wena uyakuphikisa ukuthi vela kumelanga kwenziwe?
Konke lokho bekufuna ukuthi ngabe kuyenziwa alubana kuthiwa ababulali bakuvuma baxolisa, baqale baxolise first bese kuyayenziwa ke. And abantu banikezwe ithuba elide, ngoba manje uma ngisiza ngizongani bathi after 6 months kube kuphelile, kodwa uzocabanga ukuthi indaba yeGugurawundi yathatha 6 years, 5 to 6 years ikona lapho. Sabona. So akunje ukuthi nge-6 months kuzobe kuphele yonke into yona leyo. Sabona ukuthi kudlala ngabantu nje lokho abakwenzayo.
Udaba lolu luyavaleka, uzokuthiwa sokulungile konke.
Mina ngiyibone wena fowethu, ngoba umuntu ngeza ukuthi uyamcompensate efile umuntu. Baningi abantu abalimalayo, abanye balimala, abanye vele kahle kahle sebeza bafa. Namhlanje uma kuyikuthi mina mede asifanise ngami ukuthi mede ngafelwa ngumzali wami, ubani ozokuvuma ukuthi khona ngathi awuzangifakaza ukuthi ngafelwa ngumzali wami? Uma ngikhuluma kuphela sokungani ngikhamba amanga. Mina nje uma kuyinto leyo kuthiwa izolungiswa nje, hhayi kunzima wena fowethu. Okwethu nje iqiniso likhona, singafuna ukuhambelana ukuthi nje basinikeze okungokwethu. Ngathi kahle kahle ngubeke ngokucace ukuthi basinikeze nje ilizwe lethu, ngoba umthwakazi nje ilizwe limele lodwa elingasoli ilizwe leZimbabwe. Nje sihlukane nabo, yi-compensation engcono le.
Baba Juma, ngicela umphendule khonapho Ncube.
Bekuthi bengimuzi Ncube ekhuluma ngezikhalazo zakhe. Into enhle ngodaba lolu okakhezikulena sokuvula ukulena, asikhulumeni sibonisaneni. Into mina engafuna ubana yigcizelele kakhulu ingene ebantwini kuyona, asivuleni ama-avenues wonke esingabe sinawo, sikukhulumisaneni siboneni. Uyabona into one abantu abanganazeleleni, nxa ungabamba inzondo phakathi kwakho, ngoba umuntu ukuphambanisile ehleke ukuxolela. Lwani umuntu uyahlala lobe ne-power over you, amandla phezu kwakho, ngoba wena uyahlala lobuzondile. Okusho ukuthi nakuza kuvalela ubana ukwanise ukuya phambili kokunye bengahamba phambili ngakho uphumelele ngakho.
Sesilobaba-ke uCassius Jays Mpofu.
Ibonakali yona kuthi suka kuphi yakuphi. Laba bantu njengoba sike sakhuluma ngakho isikhathi esidlile ukuthi abantu laba abakhuluma nohulumende iplenti kumele uyenze, akuyaqinisa ukuthi into leyo bayenza bethiwe ngabantu, ngathi ngabantu abafidiswe uhulumende wenza ngathi ithiwa ngabantu abafuna leyo. Plus kuyagedha ingcwaba lo muntu, umuntu wafa inyaka yonke bedlile, ayisento elula ngoba kunesihuko kumele ngeyiplenziwe laphana, ayisento abangayicabanga overnight what bayayenza. Kuyazila ukubamba ingcwaba lo muntu kuthi umuntu uyakhutha nje. Kumele kwenziwe isintu kokhunye kwesebe zonke kwenziwe, kumele kwenziwe ukuze agedhe leyo muntu. Kasesingayinto efika ukuthi abantu bayengcwatshwa bebaningi. So sokuyafuna abantu enje ama-DNA iphesenti ezinyazele ukuthi ubona ukuthi lo ngubani, wayengubani lo, wayengwawuthi sanile. So lento leyo ibinzima, so kuze ufana ukuthi abantu bayithathele phezulu bathe siyenza leyo ndlela. Into kumele kuyinazele ukuthi sasingayicingathi sikhuphe indlela ezinenkulu.
Lapho sizwe abalandeli be-Studio 7 kanye lomnumzana Joseph Chuma webandla le-ZANU-PF bekhuluma lo-Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 kuhlelo Zimbabwe Today asixoxeni.
Ichi waza Friday, my darling, waza Friday.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje sikhamba lomhlabeleli kaMaskandi umntwana eDlozi ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elilesihloko esithi Inkonjani. Untungameli Nkomo sethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umntwana eDlozi udabuka ePlumtree kodwa uhlabela ekwele South Africa. Leli lidlalade lakhe lakuqala njalo uyayifakaza imvelaphi yakhe kulingoma ethi Viva Plumtree. Nango ke echasisa ngohambo aseluhambile kwezomculo lokuthi kahle kahle ungubani.
Lokhulumayo njengamanje ngisiyabonga Phethimo Moyo futhi ngavula ePlumtree esigodini saseNgwana ngaphansi kwenduna uLangazi Mfowamagutsho Yeshuthi uqala kwami imbuzo enculo ekade ngizindimini omculo. Ngiyacabanga iqembu lokuqala engiqala kulona, amabhuku esomnyama iqembu eliqale ngicula kulona. Kwase kuthi futhi 2014 ngajoyina iqembu iWhite Umfolozi eselingamavivane akaphela njengamanje. Ngasebenza le nsizwa kwaze kwafinyelela kubeni nami ngikhiphe lami idlalade.
Idlalade leli lilengoma ezilithumi lanye ezigoqela le eyokholo ethi ngisize nkosi yami. Sibuze umhlabeleli ukuthi kahle kahle kungani wakhetha ukuba ngumasikandi.
Umasikandi umculo engikhule ngiwuthanda kakhulu ngoba ngiyacabanga kade ngithanda kakhulu ukumamela iKhansila, ngithanda kakhulu ukumamela uBhekumuzi. Kwase kuthi uma ngize eGoli ngomnyaka 2027 ngakwazi-ke nami ukuthi bana ngingene ey'tolo ngithenge ngikwazi ukuthenga isithi originally. Yile nto eyangenza ngathanda kakhulu umasikandi ngoba namanje ngisawuthanda kakhulu umasikandi, ngakho uze wayenza ukuthi manje ngikhiphe elami idlalayo.
Litholakala ngaphi idlalade lakho Ntuli?
Mangabe lifuna idlalade lami ungangithinta kule nombolo 0621395652, 0621395652. Ilapho ungangithola khona uma ufuna idlalade lami.
Uphuma ke enkundleni umntwana edlozi ngale ethi la ngaqathwa khona.
Abeleli kamasikandi umntwana enkosi ephethe idlalade lakhe lakuqala elelesihloko esithi inkonjane. Bebekhuluma-ke lo mntungameli inkomo we-Studio 7. Singakehlukani, nanzi ezinye zendaba ebezikhokhela. Iningi seliveze imbono ehlukeneyo ngendlela ikhomishini yokukhumisana umlotha e-NPRC eqhuba ngayo umsebenzi. Umbukiso wezeTIF walunyaka uvulwe ngokusemthethweni umongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhonapha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.